This is the Traveling Radio Show, offbeat travelogue since 1975.
Is that us?
Oh, yeah, that's us. Come on.
On the board?
Hey guys, come on, we're gonna block the doorway, guys. How many we got here, guys?
Three.
Here, one, two, three. There you go. You can either step in or you can hang out on the running board.
Oh, definitely on the running board.
Okay, step down and forward, guys. If not, we're gonna go inside, okay? But I wanna block that doorway.
Don't fall, Tom. What if the cable breaks?
Get off.
Quick.
That's right. It's the Traveling Radio Show goes to San Francisco. I'm your host, Jeff Jacoby, with Tommy Hollywood, student guest Jennifer Solis, and the musical stylings of San Francisco's own Gaucho. In part one of this episode, we'll meet Laughing Sal, get weird on Howard Street, go to the gayest party in San Francisco, and more. So stay tuned.
Tell us where to go.
Yeah, let's go to Taylor.
Where's that?
I don't know.
I know where we all are on Mason Jackson.
But we know we're in San Francisco.
Yeah, I hear those cable cars.
Hey, Jen. Do you have a map?
No. I almost bought one.
All right, so we didn't get off to an efficient start, but hey, it's easy to get lost in San Francisco with all these hills everywhere and no left turns anywhere. We're working our way over to Telegraph Hill to check out Coit Tower, built in 1933 by Lillian Coit Hitchcock as a monument to the city's firefighters, to whom she reportedly showed all sorts of intimate appreciation.
Yo.
You Man. Have to take the elevator. The elevator is the way.
I'm down with the elevator.
And here is Lily Coit. I thought you might like to look at
Oh, she is a hottie.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome to Coit Tower, ladies and gentlemen. Probably some of you, first time here, right?
Yes, first time.
You've been here before, first time. Let me show you what's running about the tower from ground to the top 21 store, 210 feet high, about 70 meters.
I think he said 210 feet high, about 70 meters, which is pretty tall, especially when you're on top of Telegraph Hill. It's a bit like, well, a lot like a giant phallus on the northwest side of town.
Original, let me do the same with your tower, but so far so good, don't worry, all of you.
Anyway, the firefighters saved Lillian's house during the great earthquake and fire of 1906, and the tower, built in 1933, is a monument to their bravery. It overlooks the Golden Gate, and the views from the top of the tower are pretty spectacular.
The top, up in honor for her name, for her. Step down, turn right hand up, please.
Thank you. You're looking at Golden Gate Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
What most people don't know is that Golden Gate Bridge is named for the Golden Gate. And the Golden Gate is what you're looking at beyond Golden Gate Bridge, the exit to the ocean there. Or where the ocean comes into the bay. Therefore, the Golden Gate Bridge is going over the Golden Gate.
And for some reason is painted orange.
See that? You learn something every day, don't you?
And there's a lot of dragonflies here.
Amazing.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. Okay, night with you, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy your trip. There you go. Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Now we're walking down Telegraph Hill from Coit Tower. It's going to be going down a hill instead of up the hill. And we're looking for parrots.
Yes. Apparently, like, some of the only, like, wild living parrots live around these parts.
What about South America?
Like, all the other parrots aren't, like, wild parrots. They're, you know, trained, captured. They do tricks.
Well, I'm told that, in fact, that there are several flocks of parrots in San Francisco.
Really?
And there's a flock that lives on Dolores Street. And there's a flock that lives on Telegraph Hill. Wait, listen. Those were parrots. I heard parrots. At least I think I did.
we're going to walk all the way down to Pier 39 on Fisherman's Wharf to check out the sea lions. Nobody really knows why, but they took up residence there after the 1989 earthquake, and they happily lounge around on the docks, and along with being smelly, they're actually kind of cute.
Sea lions on the dock, tourists on the dock. Who's watching whom?
Fisherman's Wharf is tourist central, and if you're in the mood, can be fun. But seek out one of the lesser-known highlights here on Pier 45, called Musée Mécanique, a cavernous warehouse on the wharf filled with early mechanical amusements and pinball machines spanning over 100 years. There are hundreds of odd and interesting machines to try, but the star of the place is Laughing Sal. At well over 6 feet, she towers over you in her glass box, staring down with a big maniacal smirk on her face. And most kids cling tightly to mom when the giant Laughing Sal gets fed a few quarters. I'm here with Dan Zielinski, the owner of Musée Mécanique. What in heaven's name inspired you to put this together?
I didn't. My dad started collecting when he was 11.
Wow.
And what inspired him, he started this inadvertently. He won a raffle. The main prize was a case of oil, which he had no use for at 11 years old, and he sold it to his piano teacher for 50 cents and bought a little penny arcade machine.
And just started from there?
Yeah. His parents put in pennies, and his friends put in pennies, and he had enough to buy another machine shortly after, and that's how Pop started this one.
He passed it on to you.
He did.
You're stuck now.
I'm happy.
I'm delighted. So, what's your favorite machine?
Don't have one. There's too many great machines under one roof. They're all working. It's like, which is your favorite kid?
You don't have three favorites you can show us?
The one behind you is a National 1922 National Player Piano.
Cool. I want to go listen to that one.
All right, let's go make that one go.
Okay, cool. All right.
Let me open it up. I don't know how long you've been here, but we have some weird stuff. The inquest over there has got some buffalo. The end of the trail is, how about the opium den?
Yes, we noticed the opium den.
Okay, that's kind of odd.
Yes, it is.
A coin-operated opium den. Yeah.
We were hoping that something would actually puff out, but it didn't quite work.
No puffing. No. No puffing in the arcade circuit.
That sounds fantastic. Oh, man. I don't know what tune it is, though.
After you're gone.
Thank you. Are you from San Francisco?
Yeah, fifth generation San Francisco.
I like this one. This is great. Family operation?
Yeah, well, my wife and myself.
Is your dad not around?
My dad passed away about 3 years ago, and he left me Musée Mécanique to maintain and operate.
Wow.
To the best of my ability, and that's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Jennifer has found the Adams Family electrical thingamajig, and so she's being electrocuted for the sake of the show.
No, I'm not good.
Also down here on the Embarcadero near Fisherman's Wharf is where you'll likely encounter the Bushman, and you're at serious risk if you're not paying attention, which you won't be. He jumps out from behind a little bush in front of his face. How long have you been doing this?
27 years.
27 years? That's a lot of scaring people.
Yeah, a lot of happy faces.
Yeah!
We've made our way to the actual west coast of the city at Ocean Beach. The oceanfront in San Francisco is the less expensive property because of the famous fog that gives the city its nickname, Fog City. It rolls in and keeps the coast temperatures mostly in the 50s in August. Mark Twain's quote that he probably never said still rings true. The coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco. Most people don't realize that the entire west coast of the actual city itself
is all undeveloped oceanfront. And down there, that's Cliff House, the famous tourist restaurant, with incredible views from the restaurant there. It's really wonderful. And down there the other way, going south, is Fort Funston, which is a huge park with cliffs where they hang glide off the cliffs down there. It's quite a scene.
We've jumped over to the other side of town, to the How Weird Festival on Howard Street. Get it? The streets are filled with folks trying to keep the name of the festival accurate.
That man had piercings in his nipples.
Why not praise what is truly alive? What longs to be burned to death?
The festival is actually a celebration of electronic music, and it is loud, but it's also a good reason to act as oddly as possible while mostly naked and be uniquely San Franciscan.
It's funny, the subterfuge here is deep. This is an interesting place. There's all these levels of underground parties that have gone on. I think I went to the first one, and I've been to a whole bunch of them, but I have no idea which ones I've missed and which I haven't. This is all kind of Burning Man-esque, you know. All of these people here, all this costume situation that you're feeling, the pulse of the beat and everything, it's like a little mini Burning Man, really. That's why you'll see all these subcultures in this. That's why I like this place. Because living here, you can recognize all these different little micro-cultures that show up here. And just people that are like, whoa, dude, what's up? This is, I hear some music, like, blocks away. And they just walk down. They just kind of go, whoa, this is intense. And so it's like a melding pot, like some mix of all these different dynamics in San Francisco. And so I think it's interesting. Plus, I thought I'd just come for the hell of it.
So basically, you're just here for the hell of it.
The hell of it. Here for the hell of it.
That's a good reason. Every year, right here in Union Square, is the Cable Car Bell Ringing Contest, sporting the top ringers in the city and all sorts of dignitaries.
Ladies and gentlemen, give yourselves a round of applause for showing up here, Union Square, San Francisco, for the 45th annual Cable Car Bell Ringing Contest. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of San Francisco, Mr. Gavin Newsom.
Thank you, Debbie. This is a San Francisco-only event, and everyone else from someplace else, eat your heart out. This is a wacky place, but it's a wonderful place. And it is a city that has been best described as 47 square miles surrounded by reality. Thank you all very much for coming out. Congratulations to all those superstars that are here, and to the next winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for him, Mr. Leonard Oates.
Okay, coins and bills.
It's everywhere.
Here's
coins.
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 Coins for you.
Coins for me.
Coins for me. Coins for Jennifer.
To get around San Francisco, you can walk up and down the hills or drive a car. Just remember that a San Francisco left is a right, right, and a right. But you're likely to wind up navigating the muni system of buses and streetcars.
Please hold on.
Or take BART, Bay Area Rapid Transit. Then there's also Samtrans, Caltrain, Golden Gate Lines, and ferries, too, which can be really nice, but bring that jacket or buy a hoodie like all the tourists do.
Please exit through the rear door.
You can get where you're going, it just may take a while. So be sure and take your San Francisco patience pill and learn the phrase that's uttered around here a lot.
No worries.
No worries.
No worries.
No worries.
No worries.
不用担心.
For schniz. No worries.
No worries.
No worries.
No worries, man. My bad.
I don't actually use either of those terms ever.
We're heading over to a party for Heck Lena, the most famous transvestite in San Francisco and founder of Tranny Shack, a weekly transvestite show. Heck Lena is celebrating her 40th birthday party tonight. The men are beautiful, the women are beautiful, and the endless combinations are beautiful. I've asked two San Francisco State University students, Kat Kelly and Dan the Rockin' Man, to talk to Heck Lena and some of the, well, colorful personalities at Tranny Shack.
Here's to our favorite drag mother.
Yes!
Still with us after all these years.
Yes!
It's a miracle, really. And we hope you never go away, honey. We love you so much. And let's hear it. This is to Heck Lena, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay! Cheers, cheers.
Kat Kelly from the Traveling Radio Show.
What's going on?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Are you excited?
I am.
How old are you today?
I'm not excited about turning 40, but I'm excited about the show tonight.
Well, you do not look a day over 40. Let me just tell you right now. I brought the flowers.
Supposed to be the bitchy drag queen.
Can I call you a he or a she?
She.
She. Okay. How long have you been doing drag?
For about 12 years now.
Here in San Francisco?
Yeah, I started here in San Francisco.
Are you originally from here?
No, I'm originally from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Really? What brought you out here?
I just heard it was the place to go, and I've moved here and I fell in love with it right away, so.
Was that a natural Madonna mole, or do you draw that on?
Well, it's actual mole that I have as a boy, and I turn a mole into a beauty mark.
Very nice touch.
Thank you. Well, like they say, if you have a hump on your back, throw some glitter on it.
Okay.
Now, how did Heck Lena start? Like, what is the meaning behind Heck Lena?
I was living in Iceland before I moved here.
Oh, wow.
And Hekla is a volcano in Iceland.
Can you say something in Icelandic for us?
Goða kvöldið, alla krakkir, velkomin til Tranny Shack.
This is Garza, wonderful Garza.
Garza!
Yes, Garza.
How are you?
Good, how are you? Welcome to Tranny Shack.
Thanks. So do you do shows here?
Yeah, I perform here twice.
And do you do salsa?
Yes, I perform a mambo.
A little merengue?
I perform a mambo.
So good. And those are some fabulous hits, honey. Let me take a look. Oh, work it, work it.
The legs are
She's crazy a nicer
right
body
now.
Than that, too. I'm going to go home and cry in my oatmeal. So you look a little like Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
A little Carrie Bradshaw.
A little like Anna Nicole Smith.
There we go.
Anna Nicole Smith was
the inspiration
for Pollo Del Mar.
The frumpy one or the skinny one?
No, the thin, tragic, kind of messy.
Look at my dress.
Oh yeah.
But I think that there just aren't enough tragic, you know, kind of big busted blondes out there.
Don't touch that dial. The Traveling Radio Show goes to San Francisco. We'll be right back. In part two, we'll talk to a mime, get hip in the mission, drink Anchor Steam, and more. Part two coming right up after this vital information from your radio station.